This is Haystack Help Radio on KLZ 560. Haystack Help Radio is powered by HaystackHelp.com. Finding help can be like finding a needle in a haystack, but with HaystackHelp.com, finding the needle just got easier. Now, Haystack Help Radio with Scott Watley on KLZ 560.
Welcome to Haystack Help Radio. Thank you so much for joining us today. My name is Scott Watley, and we appreciate you being with us. Well, today, a little bit different guest for us. Normally, we have just businesses on, and but ever so often, we run across an organization that we would love for you to know more about. And today, we're going to be talking about Nightlights. Kristen Stedman is with us. Kenya Sandy is with us as well. And a few weeks ago, my wife and I, Victoria, we got invited to a dinner from Dr. Shane Stedman, which you hear on our show on Mondays from 12:30 to 1 with Integrated Health Systems. And his wife runs this organization called Nightlights. And boy, it was a real eye-opening evening to a lot of struggles that families are going through. So we wanted to bring that to our audience today. So with that, we will welcome Kristen Stedman. How are you?
Good. Thank you.
Good to see you. And Kenya Sandy. So, Kenya, thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
All right, Kenya. So, let's start with you. Nightlights. How'd that name come about? And then tell us a little bit about the organization.
Well, Nightlights is a respite care program for families that have children with special needs. We meet once a month at various locations throughout the Denver area, and they serve kids from ages 0 till they turn 12. The name was very interesting. When Kristen and I started 9 years ago coming up with this dream of ours, it just stuck with us. Something about happening at night and then these kids being the light of the world. So we put those two together and made Nightlights out of it.
Wow, very cool. And again, the evening a few weeks ago hopefully was a huge success for you.
It was.
You raised some good money and things. But it was nice just to hear the few folks that spoke and told about just what they go through. And many of us take things for granted with just life, being able to go out anytime you want with your spouse or sleeping or doing whatever. And so many things are taken for granted. So, Kristen, she mentioned 9 years ago. And so kind of give us the background of why you started it.
Sure. So as Kenya said, we started Nightlights almost 9 years ago. It'll be 9 years in March of 2020. And really, it just started out of my own journey of raising my two kids. I have a daughter who is 14 and typically developing in every way. And I have a son who is almost 11 and has pretty significant disabilities. So he has issues regulating his body temperature and his blood sugar. He's non-ambulatory, so he uses a wheelchair. He's non-verbal, so we're working with communication devices. He is 100% dependent on a caregiver. So every single need that he has, we have
somebody
to provide for him.
Yeah.
Correct. And it definitely wasn't part of my plan to be a parent of a child with special needs. Right. And it's a really, really hard road to go down. There's a lot of grief with it. There's a lot of appointments. You're trying to juggle both parents working full-time and a sibling who's typically developing and has her own needs and wants, and then a kiddo with such complex medical issues. We just started looking at different respite options, and in Colorado, there really aren't many. So Colorado ranks 48th in the nation for providing respite care, because you have to have somebody who's comfortable to take care of your child. So Kenya and I actually started looking at different respite care options to see what's out there, and it turns out there's not much. So we kind of launched this idea to see how it would work at our church, and it actually took off like wildfire. Turns out I'm not the only family who's facing this. There are lots of families who need respite
care. And sometimes you probably feel like that.
Oh,
there's
totally.
There's nobody going through what I'm going through.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think parents of kids with special needs typically feel more alone, more isolated. There are definitely more places they can't go, things that are not accessible to all of their family members. So we took that idea of just what I would want as a mom of two kids, one with special needs, one that's typically developing, and said, how can we create a night out for parents to just be able to drop their kids off?
Wow. And by the way, this is free of charge to the parent.
Correct.
Okay, because it'd be easy to set up a business, hey, for $100, do this, and people would probably do that. You'd probably many times write a check for $100 to have a free hour, right?
Yep, absolutely. Yeah.
And so this is a non-charge deal that they have done here. So we look at respite, and Kenya, I'll say this, and I think I told you guys at dinner that night. A few years ago, we had a company on, and I was just reading a script, and I didn't even know that word. I mean, I didn't even know it. So I just said, well, let's talk about respite. And the guy goes, or respite. Yeah. So when we talk about respite, for those that aren't familiar with that term, what are we really talking about, and what does that mean to different people?
Sure. Well, basically, if you would look up the definition, it's going to be a break or period of relief for a caregiver. I think we talk a lot with Nightlights. Caregiving is different than parenting. Caregiving can happen with kids with special needs, can happen with a mother with Alzheimer's. It could happen with so many different areas of our life. And so these families that come to us, some of them are up 24/7 with their kids. They don't get that break. They don't get that time away. And so that basically definition, just some period of a break for them.
Right. And when you talk about relief, I mean, you can almost just say that word and it makes you feel a little different, because getting relief from something that's just so demanding. And I mean, you're talking emotionally, physically, I mean, everything in your body is going through this for your child.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. So talk about the challenge just a minute. With having, you know, a child that, because boy, that's got to present its many challenges just in that, because you got one that's maybe athletic and sports, or they got the things that they love to do, and then they see probably some of the time that they would like devoted to them, devoted to the other one. And I don't know, jealousy is the right word, but I mean, their anger probably sometimes, I mean, we're just being honest, okay?
Yes.
There's probably some just things of, you know, why this happened to me? I mean, so it's really a lot of probably family time and talks, right?
It is. It's tricky. It's a tricky balance to figure out how to meet all the medical needs of one child, but as well as all the social and emotional needs of that child, and then all of the needs of your typically developing child. So my daughter plays soccer for her high school, and she plays competitive soccer. And that alone is incredibly time consuming, but trying to balance that with all of my son's medical appointments, and those are just the things that are regularly scheduled. So when we have multiple ER visits and hospitalizations like we've had this year, it throws everything off. And it's really hard on the siblings, and it's hard on the child with special needs, you know, and the parents are just doing their best to just stay afloat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Again, I want you to check out nightlightskids.org. And their number, if you have any questions or want to find out more ways you can help, 720-339-7740. But I hope you'll go to that website and give. And we're doing something a little bit different. We're actually pre-taping this segment today, and going to be playing this today on our show on Haystack Help, and as well as next week. And so this is a time right now of several things. Being thankful, of course, Thanksgiving was just this last week. But yet today's the day, as we air this, that a lot of people are spending money, going on their computers and spending money. So I want you to think about this. Hey, could you give up something for yourself to help out a family? And this could mean a world to a family. So go to nightlightskids.org. And, again, give them some money there, and we're going to talk about some of the needs they have, but I can tell you nothing takes the place of just cash, and where they can go out and get some specific things that they need. So I hope you'll do this today, and I know there's a lot of organizations out there, and you're going to be hearing a lot over the next couple of weeks, the different give days, all the different things. But you want to know where the money's going and how that money is used, and this is an organization that we know well. And can promise you that the money will be spent very, very wisely. So, Chris, when we talk about yourself and, you know, you guys living this, actually, when we talk about that respite care, I mean, why is that so important?
You know, a long time ago when we were going through some of the early diagnosis stuff with my son, I read this really interesting study talking about families, divorce rates, where there's a child with special needs. And one of the things that just always stuck out to me is it's not the diagnosis itself that causes havoc on the family. It's how the family deals with the diagnosis that could potentially destroy a family. So the divorce rates are really, really high with families who have kids with special needs, because it's so hard, because one parent, is doing a lot of the caregiving and may be working, and the other parent is most likely working one or two jobs just to make ends meet. And then you add the siblings in, and it creates this very stressful dynamic. And you would do anything for your kids. You would do anything. And so that's the parenting piece. But the caregiving piece is 24/7, like Kenya said. There are times where, you know, we have families whose kids don't sleep for 50 plus hours. So somebody has to care for them. So eventually it just starts to take a toll on you. And parents who have kids with special needs, they're more likely to be depressed, to have their own mental health issues, their own physical issues, migraines, stomach issues, eating disorders. It just creates a ton of physical and emotional issues with parents. So a break is important. It's necessary.
Right. Again, the phone number 720-339-7740 and that website, nightlightskids.org. So we'll get into this a little bit and then we'll come back after the break. But when we talk about all the different stressors, I mean, man, I just think my wife and I mean, our kids are out of the house. But life in itself can be just hard with just working. And you know, I don't care who you are or how much money you make, whatever. Everybody's, you know, trying to make ends meet, do some special things, have some fun in life. And so when you look at all the different stressors, when we come back from this break, I want you to talk about that a little bit of just all the different things that you want to bring up of how that puts stress on a family as well. You're listening to Haystack Help Radio. We'll be right back.
Take AIM. Affordable Interest Mortgage has been offering the Asset Manager all-in-one loan for over 11 years. We are experienced in helping homeowners pay thousands less in interest on their mortgage, own their home faster, all without spending one dime more. 720-895-0500. Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage, where we have hundreds of clients that have been using this loans to build their equity faster, access emergency funds when necessary, and pay off their home in 8 to 13 years versus 25 to 30. People initially believe this loan is too good to be true, but it is true. Call 720-895-0500 now to see if you qualify. Loans from $100,000 to $2.5 million, same rate. Ask our previous clients. They will tell you it works. Call 720-895-0500 and work with the experts. This loan has been around since 1965. Affordable Interest Mortgage, where it's all about you. 720-895-0500. Regulated by DORA, NMLS 298191, Equal Credit Lender.
Have you been considering an RV, or are you looking for a place that will help you keep your RV in top condition? Let me tell you about my friends at Cousins RV. They've got three convenient locations to serve you in Loveland, Wheat Ridge, and Colorado Springs, which includes full parts and service departments at all three locations. Cousins RV is locally owned and operated by Jim Humble and Drew Bryant with over 40 years in the RV industry. Cousins RV offers the top manufacturers in the industry, and they have a huge selection of pre-owned RVs at every price point. Service is key at Cousins RV, and they can handle any repair, even offering a mobile RV service. Hey, we all know accidents can happen, and at Cousins RV, they have their own collision center with a paint booth to fit the largest of RVs. Come to the place that has the best Google reviews from any RV dealer in Colorado and ranks number one in customer satisfaction. Owners Jim and Drew are on site daily. Be sure and let them know you heard about them here on Haystack Help Radio.
The tingling and numbness in your feet started a long time ago, and it's only gotten worse. It's finally getting to the point where you can't sleep at night. It's starting to affect your balance, and although your doctor prescribed medication, you worry about the side effects. Dr. Dean Anderson, chiropractor with Front Range Medical Center, offers an advanced treatment for peripheral neuropathy that can greatly reduce your nerve pain. Regain feeling and mobility without taking prescription medications. At Front Range Medical Center, Dr. Anderson and his team treat the source of the nerve pain using one of the most advanced forms of electronic medicine to help their patients experience long-term success. You know the problem won't go away on its own. Call Dr. Dean Anderson today and mention Haystack Help Radio to receive a $27 consultation, including a neuropathy-specific exam and a review of your health history. Find out whether or not you could be a candidate for this advanced treatment. Call 720-851-9694, 720-851-9694. You have nothing to lose but pain.
Stack Optical has been providing the most comprehensive quality eye and vision care for over 50 years. Stack Optical is a family-owned business, and they're proud to be one of the few optical offices that have their own on-site eyeglass production and eyeglass repair studio. Your one-stop shop for all of your vision needs, eye exams, glasses, and contacts. And don't forget about the Stack Sports Pack. Let owner and certified optician Alan Stack customize a pair of specialized glasses that will make your next outing on the golf course or on the gun range better than ever before. Call today for your $69 eye exam, 303-321-1578. That's 303-321-1578. Or check them out at stackoptical.com.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio. If you're just joining us, my name is Scott Watley. Kristen Stedman in studio with us, and Kenya Sandy there with Night Lights. Once again, check out the website, nightlightskids.org. And don't check it out. Go in there and find the donate button and give some money today to help them out. 720-339-7740 is the number. And before the break, Kristen, we were talking about stressors. And, you know, when you look at all this, that you know, you just put a circle around you and Dr. Stedman, and your own personal walk, man, the weight of this just on you guys as husband and wife, one child to the other, then caring for the child. I mean, wow, a lot of stress.
It is a lot of stress, you know, and even on the best of days when everything goes like a well-oiled machine, there's just a lot of stress. We're up before most families are up on our street, and they all have young kids, because my son requires so much assistance in the morning to get him ready and to get him out the door. So that all by itself is stressful. And then you start to throw in things like the sibling being in sports or needing help academically or with friends. And then you pile on work and chores and all of those extra pieces on a good day. And then when you have a bad day where you have to make a sudden trip to the emergency room and your child is hospitalized, now you're trying to juggle who's with which kid, and it's really divide and conquer, and it's really, really hard.
Right. And, I mean, it's just like anything with a child, but especially with one that can't really verbalize what's going on. I mean, you're just trying to figure things out, and so are the medicals. Team, right?
Right. You know, I mean, Wow. There's a lot of times where the medical team says, hey, you're the parent, you're the expert. And we're like, I don't know what's going on. Your guess is as good as mine. So it's anticipating everybody's every need constantly.
Right. So, Kenny, let's talk about the funding side of this. And as I mentioned earlier, best thing people can do is go on and donate today to nightlightskids.org. But let's talk about the funding and ongoing donations and even Colorado Gives Day coming up.
Sure. Obviously, we are funded fully and strictly by donations. You can do that personally, individually, or you can do it as a corporate. You can do it monthly. You can do a one-time giving. Bottom line, we'll take your money. We want to keep loving these kids and serving these families. And in order to do that, we do have to raise money to keep our sites up and going.
Sure. Because if you look at just probably one evening, I mean, would either of you have a guess of how much money it takes just to maybe have one evening?
Probably about $400 an evening per site.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that adds up very quickly.
Yes, yeah, it does.
For sure. So now Colorado Gives Day, Tuesday, December 10th. So let's talk about that, Kristen, and kind of how that works.
Sure. So Colorado Gives is a great opportunity to give to nonprofits in Colorado. If you go on the Colorado Gives webpage, there's a drop-down with all of the nonprofits. Obviously, Night Lights is on there. The reason it's so cool is because it's become this really big movement to see if each year, if the state can meet, exceed the donations given the previous year. So it becomes kind of this competition, which is really cool. And the interest rate, so the processing fee that the organizations would typically absorb, are lower for that 24 hours through Colorado Gives.
Right. So now we, Kenya, we said there's three locations right now, but we're hopefully growing into a fourth.
That is correct. Right now we have three locations, one in Littleton, one in Arvada, one in Parker. And in February, we'll be opening one in Brookfield. So we're super excited about that.
Okay. And boy, you can't imagine, man, how many people there are that could use something like this. So probably about every town, every city in the whole United States could do something. Is that kind of one of y'all's goals, just
absolutely.
To see how
absolutely
much you can grow?
We've
this?
Talked that's a big dream and goal of sure. ours is to possibly expand outside of Colorado, and it's a need everywhere.
Oh yeah.
No matter where you go, you're going to find this need.
Absolutely. Now, churches help you out a little bit, and so if you want to mention the churches.
Sure. So our Littleton site is at Waterstone Community Church. Our Parker site is at Southeast Christian Church. Our Vada site is at Four Seas Church, and then our Broomfield site is going to be at Discovery Church. And what's really cool about these churches, they come alongside us. Mm-hmm. They help us find volunteers. They donate their building in kind to us. So we really do work hand in hand and with those churches and provide the love and support that these families need.
Right. Once again, the website, nightlightskids.org. The number 720-339-7740. Hope you'll go on today. Don't wait for a special day to give. Just go ahead and do it today. And it's nightlightskids.org. So now, Kenya, let's talk a little bit about how Nightlights benefit and includes that sibling. Because we've talked about, first of all, would you say most families have a couple of kids and one is
yes.
special needs
yes.
and one is not?
Yes.
Yeah.
We have, I'm not even sure if I can even think of a family
that does not
have a sibling that, comes with them. And we have some families that have two or three children with special needs. So, when we started this, the one thing that was big for Kristen and myself was we want these families and these parents to really get that respite care. We want them to mm-hmm. drop both children off. If you can drop one and not the other, that's really not giving the care that, the respite care that those families need. So the typical developing sibling comes with, they can be there until they're 11. Once they turn 11, we transform them or train them to be our Bright Lights, which are our junior volunteer program. And at that point, they work hand in hand with our adult volunteers and play with the kids and really just loving on those kids.
Right.
Another thing that we find with families that have children with special needs and those siblings is those siblings don't get a break either. When they're at home, they're constantly caring for their sibling. And so this is a time like they get to come and they don't have to do that. They get to come, they get to have fun. They become friends with each other. They create their own support group. So it's really cool to see.
Sure. So we got time here for a couple of, hate to use the word stories, but I guess just a background on a few families that come to mind. So, Kristen, I'll let you go first. Maybe give us a couple examples of a couple of families that have been really impacted with Nightlights.
Okay. So when we started Nightlights 9 years ago, we thought that it would always be the families that were blessed and, just feeling like they were receiving this gift of respite care. We had no idea it would also impact the volunteers. We have a family who has four children. One of the daughters has special needs, and she was having quite a few medical challenges with her disability and a lot of surgeries. And her volunteer that she was pretty consistently paired with at Nightlights started asking questions about how can I get more connected with the family. And so this volunteer started going to the hospital when this little girl had surgeries and would take meals to the family and send flowers. And before you knew it, the volunteer was being invited to the birthday parties, and she just really became an additional piece of that mm-hmm. family's family. And she saw this little girl for the beautiful little girl she was. She didn't see her for her wheelchair and all of her medical complications. She just saw her for this beautiful girl. So I think it's stories like that that just are touching for us, because it's not just impacting the families, it's impacting the volunteers.
Sure. Kenny, do you have one
That comes to mind? We have a family, they actually ended up getting divorced, and really because they were having a hard time grieving what had happened with their family and the dreams they had for mm-hmm. their child that obviously had disabilities. And I love hearing them talk, because they really praise Nightlights. They get a night away where they can really work on their relationship and work on that to be there for the child with disability as well as the sibling.
Right. Because that respite care that we're talking about, that can mean a lot of different things to a lot of people, right?
Right.
I mean, there's so many things we take for granted every day, you know? So what are a couple of maybe fun things to end on a light note here? What are a couple of fun things that people have just told you? Here's my child. I'm going to go to bed or what?
Yeah. So we've heard it all. Yeah. Family, we've heard of parents going home and taking a nap, doing laundry, going Christmas shopping, spending the 3.5 hours at one of the liquor stores across the street from one of the churches, or just seriously grabbing takeout and sitting in their car in the church parking lot and just talking.
Yeah, just peace and quiet.
Yep.
We had a family that had pie nights. And that is exactly what they did. They went and had pie for 3.5 hours and talked.
Wow. So cool. Well, Kristen, I tell you, you guys have just done a tremendous, tremendous work here, and we're going to do everything we can to help you get the word out about this. And, boy, this is something that you never know. Like I say, nobody plans on this, and you never know when your life can be affected with a loved one or friend or whatever. So, and you know what? You find out that time what your needs are, and you don't know where to turn to and who can help. But if you know anyone in this situation, I hope you'll give them a call, 720-339-7740. But today is all about giving, and I hope that you'll go to their website, nightlightskids.org, and donate. Is it a one-time deal, or could they do a reoccurring thing where, like, you can bill their card every month, or how does that work?
Yep, either way. So there's different options on our website for how frequently they want to donate.
Okay. So hope you'll go on and give something special this year, and it'd be a great way to end the year and help out a great, great organization. So, Kenya, thanks so much.
Thank
and
you.
Kristen, thank you.
Thank you.
Nightlightskids.org, 720-339-7740. This is Haystack Help Radio.
David R. Cishon, certified estate planner and registered financial consultant, specializes in working with people who are planning for retirement and retired clients who want to preserve and grow their assets.
Education is the greatest equalizer is my theme. It's always been. More people know, the better their decisions are, the more comfortable they become. So when people come in, we take, some people say, an excessive amount of time learning about the client themselves, who they are, what are their feelings. I don't care how much assets they have. If their assets are important to them, that's critical to me.
Call now for your free consultation with David Cishon of Householder Group, 720-482-1917. That's 720-482-1917. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through Householder Group Estate and Retirement Specialist, LLC, a registered investment advisor and separate entity from LPL Financial.
What could you do with an extra $500, $1,000, or even $1,500 per month? How would that change things for you? Would you buy a new car, pay off bills, or just feel a bit more secure about your retirement? What if I told you there's a way to make your dreams a reality? I'm talking about trading and investing in the market. Now, before you say, oh, that's not for me, just hear me out. I want to invite you to a half-day trading course so you can check this out. I promise you, you'll go away smarter than when you came in. We here at Online Trading Academy sponsor this, and we'll even send you home with a free home study video guide. Your money's doing nothing for you in a CD or mutual fund. Learn how to profit when the market's up or down. Call us now while seats are still available at 303-325-2776. Use offer code RADIO50. 303-325-2776. That's 303-325-2776.
Trust your pet's care to Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center. Hi, this is Scott Watley, and we've trusted our pets to Lone Tree for over 15 years. There are many reasons we love them, and it's great to have all of our pet care needs met under one roof. Whether your pet needs medical, dental, surgical care, boarding, grooming, or obedience training, the friendly and experienced staff at Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center has you covered. As accredited members of the American Animal Hospital Association, you can rest assured that Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center meets the highest standards of veterinary care. And they're a Gold Star member of the BBB and a member of HaystackHelp.com. Check out their blogs at LoneTreeVet.com as they share great insight on pet care. Lone Tree is open 7 days a week for your convenience. At Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center, they believe all pets deserve to have a good life. Give them a call, 303-708-8050, or check them out at LoneTreeVet.com.
Denver's Afternoon Rush. Rush to Reason is coming up at 3. Now, back to Haystack Help Radio.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio. My name is Scott Whatley, now joined alongside Marie Christine here. How are you, ma'am?
I'm doing well. Excited to talk about this very challenging topic.
Yes.
How to eat right during the holidays.
Challenging topic, just eating. Yeah. Then this time of year, extra tough. But we have the metabolic coordinator with Integrated Health Systems with us, Jess Sorcy. Jess, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you guys doing?
Hey, we're doing good. We're doing good. Thanks for spending a few minutes with us today.
Yeah, thank you.
All right. So big time of year coming up. And, you know, it kind of cracks me up because everybody, all they do is eat over the next couple of months and then 45 days. And then everybody joins the gym for 3 weeks in January 1st. And then that's over with. So what about eating healthy here during the holidays?
Yeah, I think, you know, that's what I've been talking to all of our patients about the last couple of weeks. And I think, you know, the best approach in helping some of these clients and patients that we're seeing is, you know, being more realistic with the holidays. And one of my big things that I like to tell people is, you know, Thanksgiving is one day, Christmas is one day, New Year's is one day. So rather than tying those three holidays into the next, you know, month and a half or so, you know, make it just those few days. That can, you know, go a long way with someone's health, and especially when we're talking about their diet.
So, Jess, it seems to me, I want to know your opinions on this, but it seems like it's hard to be consistent. So for me, like usually if I'm at work, I'm bringing my own lunch, you know, I can kind of control what I'm eating. But then when I'm at maybe somebody else's house for a family dinner or going out to eat with friends, that's where I don't have as much control over what I eat. So what do you advise in those situations?
I think in those situations, you know, we have to be realistic in making the best choices we can. So when you go out to dinner at a restaurant, there's always, you know, ways that you can do things better. So rather than ordering, you know, the big pasta dish, maybe you order, you know, grilled chicken with a salad or, you know, steamed broccoli. And then kind of my go-to in dealing with family holidays is I always bring a healthy option, so maybe a side dish, and that's part of a healthy diet, so then maybe incorporating something that you're contributing to the meal that is a little bit healthier so that you can be involved with the family but also be making your health goals as well.
Yeah, and that's a good point that you mentioned about it doesn't mean you have to be eating healthy, eating terrible
food. But we eat all day. It's kind of a grazing, you know. It's not just
right. And I kind of get stuck
there.
Like for me, and I'm in the mood suddenly for cookies morning, noon, and night every day the whole month. How do we do that, Jess? How do we kind of get more in the mindset? You know, what do you see with your patients of staying consistent on the days you can stay consistent?
I think it's just, you know, setting your mind to that. I think so many of us are in the position where we make this huge meal at, you know, Thanksgiving, but then there's weeks of leftovers and, you know, really just trying to understand that that's not going to be good for your health. And so just setting a goal that you're going to allow yourself to eat a little bit off your plan on Thanksgiving, but then come Friday, Saturday, you know, and into the next week, you're going to get back on track. And I think just making those good intentions with yourself is usually the easiest way, and having that plan. When people go into these holidays without plans, that's typically when they don't have success.
Would you suggest, of course, do all the cooking and stuff, and then people sit down to eat at 1, 2 o'clock, whatever. So a lot of people won't eat anything. You know, they go, oh, I'm just going to save it all. So when you sit down, you're freaking starving. You know what I mean? So is it better to maybe eat some eggs or something for breakfast, eat a little snack, whatever, so then you're not just completely famished when all that food's in front of you?
Absolutely. I used to make that very mistake. I was like, well, if I'm going to eat this big meal, you know, this afternoon, then I'm not going to eat anything, you know, the morning of. And then exactly what you said happens. You essentially eat a ton of food because you're starving. So having some eggs and some vegetables or a protein smoothie would be very wise. And then even snacking on some nuts or seeds throughout the day until that meal's served can really help. Especially if you're going to someone else's house, if you walk in the door and they have appetizers everywhere and all this, you know, food out, then you're going to, if you've had some snacks and some food going into that, you're probably not going to be as hungry and as tempted to eat those foods.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, if you look at just the alcohol, a lot of times, it's at a lot of places. I was reading one thing this morning. It said a glass of eggnog can set you back 500 calories, you know.
Wow.
And then wine and beer mixed drinks from 150 to 225. Well, man, yeah. I'd rather eat those calories.
I agree.
Yeah. So that can get you too.
Yeah, maybe yeah. Along those lines with the alcohol, and maybe what are some things that you would say try and stay away from?
As far as alcohol is concerned?
Yeah, alcohol and then even other foods people tend to snack on.
Yeah, I think, you know, the excessive alcohol is a big one that, you know, definitely adds up over time. And the next one on the list has got to be sugar. You know, this is the time of year where people start baking, you know, all sorts of Christmas cookies and treats, and they're at the office, and they're at the house, and they're at parties. It's just everywhere. I think if, you know, most people can stray away from over-consuming an alcohol, or at least choosing better options for alcohol and trying to limit the sugar, I think that's going to be a huge feat in, you know, trying to not gain all the weight that we, most of us, gain over the holidays.
Going out for a walk, too. I mean, you know, probably doing some things where you're not just maybe going for a walk before you eat and then one after, just to try to maybe not burn a lot of calories, but just to keep moving.
Absolutely. There's a ton of research showing that, you know, walking before and after meals can really increase your metabolism. So, you know, rather than sitting down to a football game right after you eat all that turkey and mashed potatoes, you know, go for a 30-minute walk. It doesn't need to be anything aggressive, but that can definitely help, you know, get your metabolism going, get you off the couch, and, you know, just be enjoying your family in a healthy way as well.
Jess Sorcy is with us. She's a metabolic coordinator for Integrated Health Systems. You can check out their website, integratedhealthdenver.com, and their number, 303-781-5617, 303-781-5617. Now, what about, because I think a lot of times it's kind of like just having a plan. I mean, we did a DUI show recently with Kevin Flesh, and he talked about going to parties and just having a plan. You know, now with all the Uber and all the different things out there, have a plan for a ride. I think it's kind of that way with eating, too. You know what? You know you're going to a party. You know you're going to have things in the office. Just have a plan. Hey, you know what? I'm going to eat 3 cookies today. But, I mean, and then just stick with that. And like you say, it's all between our ears. It's a mindset.
Yeah, absolutely. I think, you know, you've nailed it right on the head. If you don't have a plan, it's going to be really hard to, you know, continue on with your goals. And I think, you know, whether it's the holidays or not, that's something that I'm constantly talking to our patients about. Even, you know, just on, you know, a non-holiday week, you know, if you don't have a plan and take your lunch to work, then you're probably going to eat out and make bad choices.
You know, Scott, it seems counterintuitive to start a diet in the holidays, but I'm almost wondering, you know, for me, I'm not going to make up a plan on my own and be consistent with it.
Right.
I need some sort of outside motivator, somebody to talk to, somebody who knows what they're doing. Maybe now is the time to call Jess and do that plan now so you have somebody helping you.
No, I think somebody kind of keep you accountable and just that coach and encourager. And, hey, when you fall off, hey, it's not the end of the world. Just start over and go back, you know, because it's easier. Now, do you recommend people weigh... Let's say somebody has a goal that they want to hit, and they came into you, you've helped them design that plan. Do you recommend they weigh every day just so they can say, hey, if you know, if you get 3 pounds over your goal weight, you kind of start correcting that instead of waiting till you get 13 pounds over that goal weight?
You know, I'm not a big fan of the scale.
Me
the scale,
neither.
You know, it's a number, you know, and it's not looking at body composition. It's not looking at other factors. It's literally just a number. So I, you know, if I have patients who have weight loss goals, then I'll have them weigh once a week and then not get on the scale again, because especially women, we're going to fluctuate, you know, within the week. You can go up 3 or 4 pounds and then down, and you're just going to drive yourself crazy. So I think, you know, sticking to maybe, you know, once a week weigh in and kind of seeing where those trends are. And then I really advocate, you know, how do you feel? How is your energy? How are your clothes fitting? Those are also good ways to, you know, measure success. I think so many women get wrapped up in that number that it actually can be more damaging than it can be beneficial.
Yeah, and when you talk about a plan, Jess, maybe you could give us sort of an example illustration from one of your patients about how, you know, that plan doesn't need to look a certain way depending on the individual.
Yeah, so, you know, all of our plans in the office that I put together for patients are all very different. They're all geared towards, you know, people's needs and goals. So we really sit down and kind of, you know, dive into what that patient's goals are and what they're willing to do and put forth. Because obviously if I'm going to present a restrictive plan to someone and they're like, I can't do that, and I keep pushing it, they're not going to be successful. So I really like to meet our patients where they're at and try to, you know, first start just cleaning things up, you know, and utilizing some supplements to help with the weight loss piece, and then just kind of building upon that. So rather than just putting people on, you know, 6 weeks restrictive diet, you lose weight and then you're on your own, I like to guide them through that whole process of, you know, what that diet looks like for them.
What are some of these, the real popular things now? I mean, I know HCG was a deal for a while where you get injections or do drops and all that. So let's just take that one. And I'm not having you cut down other people's programs. I'm just saying, you know, I mean, I saw people that did really well on that and they've kept it off. And I've seen other people that, you know, did it, lost a lot, and then gained twice back. I mean, so it's really got to be a lifestyle change, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I know there's a ton of fad diets out there right now, and yeah, most people are successful on those. They'll lose the initial weight, but there's no support in what you do after, you know? So if you do the HCG diet, you know, that's great, but what happens when you aren't doing that anymore? Usually that weight comes back on. So that's where we really guide people towards fixing the root cause of why, you know, they might be having the weight issues, and then teaching them how that they can, you know, continue on in their lives and, you know, not be on a diet all the time, but definitely looking at changing their lifestyle so that they can meet their health goals and their weight goals.
All right. Jess Sorcy is with us. She's a metabolic coordinator for Integrated Health Systems. We got to take a short break, but we'll be back with more right after this.
Get relief from flesh and back. You just got in an accident. You called the police. You made sure to get a thorough record of the scene. Then after the initial adrenaline wears off, your mind starts to swirl with all the stuff you need to do. Insurance claims, car repairs, doctor's visits, medical bills, on top of the physical pain you're in. Flesh and Beck will give you relief from the financial stress so that you can focus on healing. Call Flesh and Beck immediately after your accident for a free consultation. Then you can rest while they talk to your insurance company. Personal injury attorney Kevin Flesh will relieve your burden of financial worries. All you need to do is call him right now, 303-806-8886. Call Kevin Flesh immediately after your accident. Get relief from the financial stress of an injury. Flesh and Beck Law. They get results.
Got a road trip planned for getting ready for your next outdoor adventure? Hi, this is Scott Watley for my friends at D&D Tire Service. At D&D Tire Service in Parker and Aurora, they understand automotive issues can be a headache, and they never come at a convenient time. D&D Tire Service is family-owned and operated and is truly your one-stop shop for all of your automotive needs. All tires are reduced, and for a limited time, there are some great rebates saving you up to $200. From belts to tires, wiper blades, oil changes, D&D Tire Service has you covered. For the location nearest to you, call 303-699-7337. That's 303-699-7337. D&D Tire Service is the official auto repair shop of Sportsman of Colorado Radio. Let D&D Tire Service keep you and your family safe on the roads. DndTireService.com.
Rush to Reason with John Rush. Weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio. Glad you're listening today. I'm Marie Christine. I'm here with Scott Watley. And we are talking to Jess, who is the metabolic coordinator. Hey, you have a fancy title, it's hard to say, at Integrated Health Systems. Give her a call today, 303-781-5617, integratedhealthdenver.com. And Jess, you are helping us eat healthier over the holidays, which we really appreciate. So while we're on this topic, help us go grocery shopping. What can we be looking for at the grocery store in the holidays, you know, during those in-between times that'll help keep the weight down?
Yeah, that's a great question. You know, I typically tell our clients to shop the perimeter of the grocery store. So the perimeter is where, you know, the quote-unquote whole foods will be. So you go through the produce and the butcher shop and, you know, the eggs and the kind of all those areas. And, you know, when you go down the aisles, that's where you're getting more into those processed foods. And the processed foods have a lot of hidden ingredients like sugars and different things in them that might not be part of a weight loss program. So I always tell people, you know, shop the perimeter. Make sure you're putting a lot of good, healthy, high-quality meats in your cart, lots and lots of vegetables. People should really be incorporating vegetables at every meal, some fruits, maybe nuts and seeds, eggs, that kind of thing. And that can go a long way.
No, I've never heard that before. That's a good one. Shop the perimeter. Except, I will say, at the King Supers where I go, the vegetables and fruits are right by the bakery, which is dangerous for me walking by those pastries. That's my downfall.
Yeah.
And, you know, probably like we talked about, probably best not to shop hungry.
Oh, absolutely. I do that to myself all the time. And I'm like, why do I do this? But yeah, you know, definitely have a snack before you go to the grocery store, a healthy snack, obviously, so that when you're going through, you're not putting a bunch of extra things in your cart that you really don't want.
That's a good point. You can have emotional eating and emotional shopping, I would think.
Yeah.
What about
both at the same time?
Right. That's the worst scenario. So yeah. What about when we're cooking maybe some of those traditional holiday favorite dishes? Are there any maybe substitutes, you know, different kinds of oils we can use that help the nutritional value a little?
Absolutely. You know, I think a lot of people are still cooking in canola oil, so you know, changing over to like avocado oil or olive oil. Coconut oil is a good one for cooking. Some people don't like the taste that the coconut oil leaves, but if you use it pretty often, that taste tends to go away and you don't notice it as much. But those oils are definitely going to be less inflammatory and have more nutrients in them, so that could be a great way to just, you know, do one thing this Thanksgiving. Set one goal of, okay, I'm going to clean up my oils and what I'm using in these recipes.
Yeah, and that's what I like about what you're saying, Jess, is it doesn't sound too intimidating. You know, you're being realistic. You know, you're probably not going to put somebody on a total elimination diet, but maybe there are some little changes you can make so you don't gain the holiday 20 pounds or whatever the average is, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I think just setting 1 to 2 goals for the holidays, you know, at least at my family's house, there's always sweets out, and so you can do those drive-bys where you walk by and you grab, you know, a piece of chocolate or a handful of this or that. So, you know, try to make the intention that I'm not going to do the drive-bys, but maybe I am going to have a small piece of pie at the end of dinner. That can go a long way in saving you a lot of extra calories.
See, I don't drive by. I hover. I hover.
You hover.
Yeah.
Scott just stands over the bowl of candy and takes handful after handful.
Yeah, that's another good point, though. You know, place yourself in the room. You know, be social. Don't stand around the table where all the food is. Go stand somewhere else. Move around. Talk to other people. That can be, it's really easy to just, you know, munch on food when it's sitting right in front of you.
Now, you guys do a fantastic blood workup for patients and all. Would you recommend someone that's wanting to maybe get on a diet, and I hate to use the word diet, they want to change their lifestyle, they want to lose some weight, they'll get healthier. Would you recommend kind of getting some good blood work to get that base of where everybody's at?
Absolutely. It can definitely, you know, make my life easier because I can see where all their metabolic imbalances are at. So there could be multiple reasons why they're not losing weight. If their liver enzymes are elevated, that can, you know, tell us that maybe the liver isn't functioning appropriately. If their hormones are off, that can be a part of it. If there's inflammation, you know, those are all things that can cause people to hold on to excess weight. So if we know that up front, then that makes it a lot easier to put a program together and help them meet their goals.
Good. Well, again, Jess Sorcy, she is a metabolic coordinator for Integrated Health System. So, Jess, what's that initial consultation? A couple of minutes left. What's that initial consultation look like? People need to kind of bring anything with them or just be willing to come there and sit down with you a few minutes and you interview them kind of.
Yeah, it's really easy. We offer a free 15-minute consultation, so we can do it in the office or over the phone. And that's just a good time for us to, you know, meet and talk. Kind of tell them about what I do and how we go about it, and then also what their goals are and if it seems like it would be a good fit.
And the great thing about Integrated Health Systems, Jess, is, you know, somebody's getting you and all your expertise, and then on top of it, there's the whole team. There's Dr. Stedman, you know, if you discover some health issue that's maybe diet-related but also related to your brain, you kind of have all the tools to help somebody's total health, right?
Absolutely. We take the team approach here. So we have a therapist in-house. We have Dr. Stedman and Dr. Maynard, who focus more on the neurological side of people's health. And then we have two neurotherapists in the office, too. So, you know, we aren't just treating the diet piece. We're kind of treating the whole body and the whole person. And that's where we see the most success.
And, you know, real quick, I would imagine just all during the holidays, too, drinking as much water as you can. We were going to talk about during the break. I mean, if you consume quite a bit of water before meals, too, that's probably going to help take up some of that space, too, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Staying hydrated is going to be really important. You know, drinking too much water before meals might dilute your stomach acid a little bit, so that could be associated with some digestive issues. So okay. I'd be careful doing that before a big meal. But, you know, anything small, you know, making sure you're taking in the adequate water over the holidays, making sure, you know, if your schedule gets tight on time, you know, you can't get to the gym, try to get that 30 minutes, 20 minutes of a walk in, you know, trying to just hack your life so that you can still incorporate some of these health and wellness pieces, you know, but not be obsessive about it.
Yeah.
So give us some hope to finish off this segment, Jess. Have you seen people who go through the holidays and maintain a fairly healthy lifestyle?
Absolutely. You know, it was funny. I was with my nephew yesterday, and he was like, "Do you know how many pounds a typical person gains over the holidays?" And I asked him, and he was like, 7 pounds.
Ooh.
And I thought that was crazy. But, you know, it just kind of made me think about this time of year and that, you know, we don't have to do that. And even just setting a few goals, you know, to not, you know, indulge in everything that comes our way. You know, picking and choosing what parties we're going to be at, picking and choosing what, you know, meals out we're going to do, and then just setting a few goals for ourselves. So whether it's drinking more water, getting an exercise routine going, any of those things can be really, really helpful.
Absolutely.
You can do it, and you need Jess's help.
Yes, you do. You can only get that by calling 303-781-5617, 303-781-5617. You can check out their website, integratedhealthdenver.com. Folks, it's a free 15-minute consultation. You can do that by phone or by going in to see Jess, and she'll be glad to help you out. So, Jess, thank you very, very much.
Thank you. You guys as well.
All right. I already feel healthier, Murray.
I feel like maybe I can do this, Scott.
I'm going to eat something. I'm starving. Okay. Thanks so much. Thank you for joining us today for Haystack Help Radio. Be sure and check out our website, haystackhelp.com. And our helpline is always open, 303-333-HELP, 303-333-4357. Hope you have a great rest of your day and leave it right here on KLZ 560.
Views and opinions expressed on KLZ 560 are those of the speaker and do not necessarily reflect those of Crawford Broadcasting, the station, management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.